Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Milton. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and this week we are joined by Regional Counselor Zeeshan Hamid. Now, Zee, news from this morning is that a new GO station is potentially coming to Milton at Trafalgar along the rail line. I know you're a big fan, a big advocate of this new GO station. What are your thoughts on this report from Metrolinx?
Oh, it's super exciting. I mean, I don't know if you remember or not, but one of my campaign promises was to advocate for it because I fundamentally do not believe that having a single GO station for a community that will honestly be a 300,000 people community is a good idea. So we passed a massive hurdle today where Metrolinx came out with a business case supporting the project. And as you know, if Metrolinx is for the project and the town of Milton's for the project, it's just a matter of time.
Now, listeners can read the full story at miltonnow.ca. I'll make sure to include a link in our summary. But Z, with the Trafalgar and Adgerton secondary plans being thrown around as a likelihood, how important is this GO station to the development of those major neighborhood plans?
Oh, massive. We actually, Milton Council made that plan contingent on having a GO station because that's our high-density jobs and mixed-use corridor. We're projecting upwards of 30,000 people and over 19,000 jobs in the area. So you'll see a lot of transit activity, a lot of people activity. Imagine Square One, except master planned in that zone. So it's going to be a spectacular space.
Now, Zeeshan, let's go from GO to CN. Late last week, it was announced that the feds had approved the CN intermodal hub for here in Milton. If it does actually get built, it'll be entirely in your ward, Zeeshan, Ward 4. What were your thoughts on this approval?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed at that decision. I frankly do not understand it because if you look at the report that, you know, federal government and agencies actually worked on, they identified health and other impact that they acknowledge cannot be mitigated. So for them to go and ignore those things is very disappointing. And as far as we can tell, it's the first time in the King history that something like that is happening. However, we still have, you know, a few tricks up our sleeve. I think it's still going to be a long fight. So I predict that the court case we had with CN that was put on hold because we're waiting for this decision, that's going to take over and it'll probably last a few years. So I wouldn't expect anything to change for the next 5 years at least.
And before I let you go, Zeeshan, I was just looking at the COVID numbers for here in Halton and Milton. 50 new cases for Halton, only 4 here in Milton. But we do have 2 deaths. When you see and hear those numbers, Zeeshan, does that to you prove that the stay-at-home orders are working?
Yeah, I mean, stay-at-home actually works. If you look at the peak happened after the holidays. And that's because while most people follow the advice, we know that there were some cases of people meeting each other and not unexpectedly cases shot up. Immediately after the stay-at-home order came out, things got shut down more and you can see the numbers started falling. There's a very, very direct correlation between things shutting down and people staying at home more and the cases coming down. In fact, we were at the verge of breaking the healthcare system because a lot of hospital systems were at capacity and some were over capacity. So we've gone down, we've gone away from that, and let's just keep it going for a little bit longer because if we start mingling again, starts socializing again, the numbers are going to shoot up once again. I know it's a big sacrifice and it's not easy to do and we're all sick and tired of it, but just a little while longer until more people get vaccinated.
All right, I'll let you get back to your meeting. Thank you so much for joining me, Zeeshan.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you.
All right, that is Regional Counselor for Milton's Ward 4, Zeeshan Hamid. And that wraps us up for January. It's been quite the first month for 2021. I'll definitely tell you that much. All right, stay healthy, stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week. I'm Cameron Wilkinson, and that was This Week in Milton.